ラジオ ETC。 オーストラリアのオパール鉱山が舞台の映画、ボビーとディンガンを見ながら ETC 英会話のブレンダン先生のレッスンを受けています。弁護士がケリーアンの学校の担任の先生にこう尋ねます。
How would you describe Kellyanne's nature? She's a lovely girl. Vivid imagination, dreamer.
字幕は彼女はどんな子ですかとなっていました。ケリーアンの性格を尋ねているようです。 How would you describe her nature? ではこの nature をキャラクターに変えてみると、ニュアンスにはどのような違いが生まれるのでしょうか。
There's another word, personality, character, and nature. And they're off, it's like circles that are overlapping each other. And they are not clear meanings. There's no difference between the two. Really, they can be intertwined. They can be used together. So it can be Kellyanne's nature or Kellyanne's character. For me, character is... This is just my own thinking.When you're talking about somebody's formal characteristics, that's the person's character, he's got high morals. Nature, I find to be a little bit more, in my case, probably things that are a bit more spiritual. You know, probably somebody is, you know, Kellyanne is, for me, you could describe her nature as a child. It's a little more fuzzy.It's not as direct and the meaning is not as clear. So both are, you can say Kellyanne's nature, Kellyanne's character, but in this case they use the word nature because I think she's a child. And it's just, it sounds a bit more soft. I looked it up on the dictionary, character, one of the words was nature. Then I looked up nature,And a synonym for that was character. So they can be used in both ways. If they were talking about the father in court, they'd be asking about his character. What's his character like? And people would comment on his character. But then you can comment on his nature as well. And I suppose just the use of the word character, I would probably use more formal words.And with nature, I would use more feelings words. That's just my opinion.
番組のトランスクリプトは ETC 英会話のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。